Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, and I wish we could start the Bogey and Wojo show today with a bit of breaking news, like show breaking news, you know, via a source of mine that was able to drudge up some... Let's be real, some dirt on Wojo, but we're not going to be able to do that today.
No, you can't use dirt on me.
No, we can't do that today.
Absolutely
obviously,
not.
The story of the day, and we're going to continue with the discussion. I actually saw it last night, just as I was getting off the air, right before 10 o'clock, as the story was coming out on DebtNews.com. Obviously, Wojo's paper as well, so you can probably provide some excellent in-depth commentary
sure.
on this. But, you know, it's been a busy day, obviously, for the Lions and Allen Park and Matt Patricia, and... It all stems from the Debt News story last night stating that Matt Patricia was indicted. He was not tried. The case ultimately was thrown out on a 1996 sexual assault. And if you haven't heard the details right now, I guess a few. Matt Patricia and a teammate were on spring break back in 1996. This was South Padre Island. I'm sure it was
Texas.
A wild, wild time. A 21-year-old college student, a female, obviously from a large university, said that Matt Patricia and his friend burst into her hotel room on that night, March 15th, 1996, and violently sexually assaulted her. They were arrested and ultimately, you know, they were charged and indicted, but the case was thrown out because she did not follow through and actually show up to court.
She didn't feel comfortable, she said, or didn't think she could withstand the pressure of testifying and
Absolutely.
Everything else.
Absolutely. And in the immediate, you know, following of this, obviously the Detroit News reached out to the Lions, and President Rod Wood essentially said, I've never heard anything about this. And, you know, that at that point was clearly a boneheaded response from Rod Wood, the president, you know, of the Detroit Lions since that time. You've had statements earlier today. Matt Patricia spoke. I know you were there, Wojo, essentially saying, look, I'm going to clear my name, innocent, obviously, and I don't feel like I did anything wrong. And he did answer a few questions, although I would have liked him to answer maybe a few more.
I thought he handled himself fine today. I did, and I do give him credit. I kind of thought he would just read a statement and not take questions, and he took a couple of questions. He couldn't. Obviously, he wasn't going to revisit and reveal what happened 22 years ago in that hotel room, but he wanted to obviously strongly reiterate innocent, then innocent now, false charges, and even almost he did express regret, which I don't totally buy. He said, I almost wish it had gone to trial, basically, so that he could have... He didn't get a chance to refute the charges in a court of law because they were dismissed. He did say that he wished he'd been... The system worked because the charges were dismissed, but his line was something like, I almost wish, though, I had been able to stand up there and defend myself more.
Which, in a he said, she said
yeah,
case.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, he doesn't know. You do not want to do
yeah.
that. But that was his just his way of saying he wished he could yell from the mountaintop that he was innocent. So... I get that. I thought, like I said, he handled himself well today. I did not expect any other revelations from him. In the absence of any other revelations about this story or any other story connected to him, I don't think it's going to go anywhere else. That doesn't mean it's not relevant news, okay? And I'm not a Detroit News honk, Homer, or anything. I'm not just going to, I understand why some people, why some people would have an issue with it, because it's an old charge. And the charge itself is old news. But the relevant news is that a current NFL head coach was at one point accused of rape, and nobody knew about it in the NFL. And is it the biggest story that means Patricia's in big trouble in Japan? No. But is it a relevant story? Yes. And I thought our Detroit News investigative writer Robert Snell did a great job laying out, trying to shoot it down the middle, laying out all the sides, you know, the grand jury and what that means, and basically presented some questions, and people can decide for themselves. Should the Lions have vetted him more? Should they have known more? I don't think you can say anything about the legal process, because it's 22 years old and they don't even have the police reports, and you're not going to retry anything. So to me, it sort of shifts to, like, what did the Lions know? What did they think? And are they still really comfortable with him? And they say they are 1,000% comfortable.
Yeah, and clearly a lot of people, you know, have some thoughts and want to comment on this. So we might as well just, you know, obviously throw the phone number out there, 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Tons of those are coming in as well. And I mean, if you want a question, I guess, what bothers you the most about this entire situation? If, you know, there is one thing maybe that stands out above the rest, it's just, to me, this is relevant because given the climate, you know, like what we're dealing with right now in 2018, and I know everyone obviously wants to talk about hashtag the Me Too movement and, you know, women coming forward after many, many years of not being able to tell their story or being afraid potentially to tell their story. That's why it's a relevant piece, not to mention
irrelevant, not irrelevant. It's not like you said irrelevant.
A relevant story.
Yes.
Yes. Very relevant. In fact, you know, again, in 2018, not to mention he did just switch jobs, and for something like this to, you know, potentially fall through the cracks, or, you know, the Lions just, did they vet him maybe as far as they possibly could have, done the background check that they needed to, done some research? It does kind of seem as though Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia were such good friends and they felt like they knew each other so well that maybe the Lions didn't necessarily go above and beyond in figuring
out
everything about Matt Patricia.
This is our guy. We believe in him. We trust him. I know him. We don't. Now you say, whoa, Joe. New England, Bill Belichick released a statement today saying we had no idea. Okay, fair enough. And he worked for them for 14 years. But he was hired on as what, like a video assistant or whatever. They promoted him along the way, but they were never interviewing him for head coach. Okay, that is slightly different.
Doesn't it bother you a little bit, though? And you and I texted a little bit last night, you know, not a whole lot, but does it bother you at all that, I mean, Matt Patricia made a name for himself right under the tutelage of Bill Belichick, okay? As, you know, defensive coordinator and the second coming, possibly, you know, of Bill. And that's how he became famous. That's how he became a name. Patriots are the biggest and most prominent organization right now and have had unbelievable amounts of success for so long. How did this never get thrown or drifted into the direction of a reporter in the Boston area or in the New England area, whatever, during his time there? But then he comes here and all of a sudden somebody gets tipped off and the story comes out. And I hate to do this because, again, I think the Lions should have vetted it a little bit further, but how does this happen with the Lions, but it doesn't come out with the Patriots?
And I can't tell you everything, but I can tell you this from the Detroit News perspective. This was not, I think I can say this, and I think I know this, but I'm not positive, but I can say this. I think that this wasn't like somebody from outside, hey, whisper, take a look at this. It was apparently relatively easy to come across. Just to come across, okay?
It's just,
this is not for those conspiracy theorists out there.
But why would you even look? Why would anyone even think to look for it? You know, if you weren't tipped off
by it. You find things when you're not even looking for things. All the time. Trust me, all the time.
That was just something that bothered me. And of course, the Lions, you know, go take the brunt of, you know, the issue and, you know, media clearly pointing at them. How could they have done this? It's just odd to me that he built his name in New England. None of this ever came out when the story had been there the entire time. As he continued to build his name, all of a sudden he comes to the Lions and here we go.
The difference is he never moved into, you know what I mean? Yeah. He was always there.
Yeah. 248-539-9797 What bothers you the most, I guess, about this Matt Patricia story? We'll get to some of your phone calls coming up. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.